Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 25th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net with the goal to encourage others with the message of hope and encouragement from the Bible. We normally are able to share at this point a bit of the weather outlook in our area, but we're actually preparing tonight's message late Wednesday evening, or I should say, the message for Thursday late Wednesday evening due to an early appointment tomorrow morning. Today's message is titled, An Assured Promise, and the familiar words of Scripture, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ from John 14, verse 3.
And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
A while back, I was doing some yard work in the front yard and spotted Brooksine, who had left earlier for a walk. As she was getting closer to our house, I looked in her direction and waved. She quickly returned my wave, and for some reason, it made me feel a little giddy and young at heart. I decided to let her see my enthusiasm about the fact that she was getting closer to home. So I waved to her again, this time with a jumping jack-type motion. Well, since I stand over 6'2" when I'm not jumping, you can imagine that I was quite a visible moving target as I excitedly waved both arms back and forth high in the air. She didn't wave back, which was a little odd. Growing suspicious at this point, I squinted my eyes to sharpen my focus, and then, to my great surprise and embarrassment, I realized it was not Brooksine at all, but some strange woman who was wearing the same color jacket. I left the yard work right where it was and quickly headed into the house before this strange woman could see my beet red face. I had mistaken Brooksine's identity at a distance since the stranger was about the same size, walking from the same direction I expected Brooksine to be coming from, and actually wearing the same color of clothing.
Well, the mistaken identity experience reminds us of the many times that people mistake current events in regard to Christ's coming. Prophecy is one of the great distinctions of our faith and a tremendous faith builder. The scriptures are replete with fulfilled prophecies and contain many that are yet to be fulfilled. Not only do believers have an interest in prophecy, but the world is curious as well. This is evidenced in Google as one of the top single search words for the false prophet Nostradamus.
Of course, the greatest interest in unfulfilled prophecy among believers is in regard to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the consummation of this present age. Since shortly after our Lord ascended back to heaven after his first advent or coming, there's been much speculation regarding these events. In fact, it began so in the Bible period. All throughout church history, there have been very specific interpretations as to how these prophecies will work out and predictions that later turned out to be wrong. Since I've been a Christian, I can recall many various certain prophecy plans offered by, well, perhaps well-meaning believers that were just plain incorrect. The most notable that comes to mind was a widely distributed little booklet in 1988 that was titled 88 Reasons Christ Will Come in 1988.
Christ gave his disciples and all of us an assured promise in the daily text. Even before he went to the cross, he assured them, and of course that assures us, that one day he will come back. I realize that we may have a yearning to know just when this will occur, and some are tempted to make specific predictions. Such specific assertions by prophets also tend to sell books and get speaking engagements.
But I am aware of the many mistaken predictions in this regard through the history of the church. Today I encourage you to find deep assurance in our Lord's simple words. I will come back. Indeed, in his perfect timing, these events will surely occur. It's an absolute promise yet to be fulfilled. Until then, get ready and stay ready. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
I've adapted a hymn that some of you may be very familiar with, Coming Again, by John W. Peterson, for our prayer. Father, the forest and flowers exclaim, the mountains and meadows the same. All earth and heaven proclaim that Jesus is coming again. Standing before him at last, our trials and troubles will all be past. Our crowns at his feet we will cast when Jesus comes again. Oh, what a wonderful, glorious day it will be when Jesus comes again.
Amen. And is that the song that says coming again? Coming again? Mm-hmm. It is.
Adapted.
Adapted. Oh, she adapted it to the prayer. Well, we may be a little bit out of sorts. We normally share the podcast on the morning we sent it out, but tonight, as I mentioned, we prepared it due to an early start tomorrow. We have an exciting reunion we anticipate being a part of tomorrow that we'll probably write about Friday in our message, as well as our normal chapel work that we do on Thursdays. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This, again, is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, September 24th, 2008. We do have some suggested music on the site today that we feel will further relate to our site. We welcome you to listen to it. It's normally posted at the bottom of the current message. Thank God for the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, who promised that he would come again.